So England have named their team for their showdown with the Springboks at Twickenham this weekend. Scrum off Jack van Poortvliet will make his return to the starting lineup this weekend. He's one of four changes made by Steve Borthwick, who's also selected Freddie Stewart at fullback. Sam Underhill's in for Tom Curry, while Ollie Slytome will get his first international start as he replaces the injured Emmanuel Fewabosso. Under fire, George Ford still retains his place on the bench. I just don't see this England side beating the Springboks this weekend. They have had a tough run of form lately. They've lost their last two. They lost narrowly to both New Zealand and Australia in the last 2 weeks. And I don't see them gaining any more confidence against the world champion Springboks this weekend. Moving to golf news, Rory McIlroy has a share for the lead after round one of the DP World Tour Championship in Dubai. The Northern Irishman shot a 5-under par 67 to share the lead with Englishman Tyrrell Hatton. McIlroy is chasing a sixth Race to Dubai title and will win it if he finishes in the top 10. The four-time major winner tells Sky Sports News he feels it was a solid start.
I made some nice pars around the middle of the round when, you know, a couple of holes could have got away from me, and then I finished well with the birdies on 14 and 17.
Just having a look at that leaderboard, as we mentioned, Hatton and McIlroy at the top. Last week's winner, Paul Waring, he's a shot back. The best, well, the only South African actually in the field is Tristan Lawrence. He shot a 1-over par 73. He sits tied for 37th after the first round. And then finally, in a bit of ATP Tour Finals action, the early game today saw Taylor Fritz, the fifth seed, take on seventh seed Alex de Minaur. Did go to three sets, but it was the American Fritz who came out on top. He lost the first set 5-7 and then won the next two 6-4, 6-3. And then later on this evening, number one seed Jannik Sinner takes on the number four seed Daniel Medvedev. That's all from me for today. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.